This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Events took place across the country over the weekend to raise awareness of missing and murdered Indigenous people. Some events are continuing Monday, including a walk hosted by the Yurok tribe in California. The tribe has declared an emergency on its reservation in response to disproportionate numbers of MMIP. The tribe works year-round on the issue. Earlier this year, the tribe co-hosted a summit in Sacramento and a march around the California state capitol. Philip Williams is a Yurok Tribal Council member.
This issue, you know, we were dealing with this. We were having some of our people being kidnapped, and we had a rash of murders that showed up on our reservation, people that I know. And we all agreed we had to do something about it.
One of those things was creating the summit.
I think one of the biggest effectiveness of this summit is that us Indian people get together. And so we're trying to raise awareness and say, we're here and we need to be valued. Our lives need to be valued and we need opportunities to succeed.
Danielle Vigil Maston is an advocate and works on MMIP issues with the North Coast California communities. She joined families, tribal leaders, law enforcement, and others at the summit, saying it's vital to continue to raise awareness.
If we don't talk about these cases and share their stories and keep it alive, then it's like it just goes away. It's like it doesn't exist. And people out of sight, out of mind, you know, that's why we put billboards up. That's why we educate people. That's why we put signs everywhere. Back in the old days, they used to have the milk cartons that everyone would see when they ate cereal. Now it's Facebook. And so we just try to get that out there. These types of events are really important.
Raising awareness of MMIP includes educating policymakers about the history of California Native Americans and the impacts of colonization, says Morningstar Galley, Director of Indigenous Justice.
We're right here at the state capitol, where the state of California was founded on the state-sanctioned murder and genocide of California Native peoples. Close by is the what is known as Sutter's Fort, where it was our Miwok, Nisenan, and Maidu tribal peoples that built the fort. They were enslaved there. They were held captive. And so recognizing that this capital right here behind us put bounties on our heads, recognizing the history of California and how that still continues to affect us today.
Officials say MMIP is going in the wrong direction in the state, with cases going up instead of down, which is concerning tribal leaders who vow to continue to raise awareness and seek solutions. Joseph L. James is chairman of the Yurok tribe.
California is, unfortunately, we are the fifth largest cases of MMIP in the nation. We're trying to say no more, lawmakers. Hear us. See us. Not on our watch. Not in California's watch. Not Indigenous watch. There's a crisis in California, but this is not a California issue. This is a nation issue. And again, we're trying to ring that bell by bringing them to the table.
Leaders and advocates say there's still much work to do, including healing for families and tribal communities. This story is a collaboration with First Nations Experience Television with support from the Public Welfare Foundation. The U.S. Justice Department recognized May 5th as National Missing or Murdered Indigenous Persons Awareness Day. In recognition, Attorney General Merrick Garland said there's much work to do by the agency to tackle MMIP and human trafficking in American Indian and Alaska Native communities. In a statement, he said the day challenged the Justice Department to double down on efforts and to be true partners with tribal communities. The agency highlighted a MMIP outreach program to assist with unresolved cases and related crimes, promote communication, coordination, and collaboration among federal, tribal, local, and state law enforcement. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Drummond Woodsum, a full-service law firm whose nationally recognized tribal nations practice provides services to tribal nations and their enterprises and to companies that do business with tribes across the country. More at dwmlaw.com.
Support by BNSF Railway, proudly supporting the nation's economy by moving the goods that feed, supply, and power communities across the country. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.